It's Monday, the 28th of October, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Ministry of Home Affairs, Immigration, Safety and Security has announced that the application period for student permits for the 2025 academic year is now open for prospective foreign students who have enrolled or plan to enroll at Namibia's educational institutions. Ministry spokesperson Margaret Kallo:
application forms can be submitted from the 4th November 2024 until the 31st March 2025. Application forms can be accessed on the ministry's website, which is www.mha.gov.na. Very important, I would like to add that first-year students are required to provide a police clearance certificate from their country of origin.
Finance and Public Enterprises Minister Ipumbu Shimi will present the mid-year budget review in Parliament later this afternoon on the 28th of October 2024. Earlier this year, Shimi's budget, which was titled Continuing the Legacy of His Excellency Dr. Hage Geingob by Caring for the Namibian Child, introduced tax cuts for select businesses, a tax refund, and adjustments to tax brackets. Stay tuned to Future Media News for an analysis on the review's impact on citizens. Botswana's ruling party, the Botswana Democratic Party, which has been in power for nearly six decades, is calling for change in its campaign ahead of Wednesday's election, a slogan more typical of opposition groups. President Mokgweetsi Masisi, who has led since 2018, has acknowledged the need for a new approach, though opposition leaders argue that the BDP cannot deliver. In South Africa, the ANC has announced its opposition to any increase in electricity tariffs. During a media briefing at the ANC's National Executive Committee meeting in Boksburg, Economic Transformation Committee Chairperson Mamaloko Kubai said that electricity must remain affordable.
Electricity must serve as a public good, not an unaffordable luxury. And our aim is to secure a stable and resilient energy supply for everyone. We are in firm agreement with all role players, and the objective is set a sustainable, affordable energy supply for all South Africans.
And U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has accused former President Donald Trump of waging a selfish campaign of vengeance.
The Oval Office on January 20th, it's going to be one of two people. It's going to be either Donald Trump or me. If it's Donald Trump, you can see what that day is going to be. It will be him sitting at that desk, stewing over his enemies list. He is full of grievance. He is full of dark language that is about retribution. And so the American people have a choice. It's either going to be that or it'll be me there.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na, as well as our social media platforms. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.